is Music Respawn. I'm Kate Remington with composer Phoenix Glendenning, and we're kind of picking up our conversation from GDC. It's great to have a chance to talk more, you know, in depth about Eastshade. So thanks so much for spending some time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
I'm really curious about how you got involved with the earlier game. I guess it's not really a prequel to Eastshade. It's Leaving Lindau, a smaller game, to kind of give people a sense of what the Eastshade world is like. So how were you brought in to work on this project?
I've known Danny, the creator of Leaving Lindau and Eastshade, for quite a long time. We went to the same high school together, and we started working on projects together at a really early age, because I was becoming interested in film scoring at the time, and Danny was just starting his interest in CG, so we'd often go out and shoot these really horrible films. Just, I mean, they're really bad. Like, we'd do all the acting and everything that we had basically no excuse to do. But we did it so I could practice doing film scores and Danny could practice doing CG to the scenes. Later on, that obviously led to Danny eventually working in games and working with ArenaNet and Sucker Punch and everything. So, yeah, so I guess we started collaborating very early on, and so then when he started working on Eastshade, it just kind of made sense for me to come on board the project really early. So yeah, that's how I got involved.
That's very cool. And I know you've written music for some indie films, and you know, a lot of composers make the jump from films to games, and there's a kind of a steep learning curve. So I'm wondering what your experience was making that jump from films to games.
Well, for me, I think it's been really natural because when I did the music for films, I guess I would always wait for the one scene to come along in the film that would just be like the panning epic shot or something where I could really let the music come to the forefront. And writing the music to video games kind of feels like that, but just all of the time, you know,
yeah.
Especially for Eastshade, which is such an environmentally rich game. Yeah, it made the transition really easy for me because it kind of just took my favorite part of film scoring and made it much more permanent.
The chamber music that you've written for Leaving Lindau and the music that I heard in Eastshade is such a great fit because it doesn't overwhelm the game at all, but it just really reinforces the mood and the feeling that you get walking around in this gorgeous world. So congratulations. It's just such a great fit with the game.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, you know, a lot of times in development meetings, the composer is in with the developers, and words get thrown around for like mood, the mood of the game, or gameplay, or that the feeling that they want the player to have. And so I'm wondering if there were any words that Danny kind of tossed your way to get you started with some ideas.
Mostly how we got things started is Danny would just send me screenshots, and I was able to, I guess, get enough from just a single image or two that I was able to really get a feel for the environment aesthetic, I guess, and just kind of go off of that and then just write whatever came to mind. And I guess as development got more and more serious, I started going up and doing actual play tests and things and getting more specific ideas of where certain cues could go in the game and stuff. But even now, I feel like I've gotten so used to the world of eShade where I can kind of just sit down and just make stuff, and usually we can find a place for it somewhere. So yeah, that's usually how we get new material started.
I love the palette for the music in Leaving Lindau, because it's really diverse. It's not just strings or chamber music. You've got a marimba in there, and it really makes it seem like a large, really large, diverse world. So as you're thinking about the music for Eastshade, I know there are different areas of the game. Are you working to kind of give each one of them its own kind of musical signature?
Yeah, actually. A few environments that I know Danny flew you around the game when you were demoing the game, but yeah, there's a few environments that he didn't take you to that will have their own kind of musical signature. So I guess one area of the world, which is just anywhere outside that feels pastoral, kind of has its own style. And then there's actually a decent amount of caves in the game, like under kind of underground cavernry type things. I guess you experience that because when you start off in the game, you start off in a cave and then you leave the cave. But yeah, I've tried to use a certain palette for the caves. And then there's also, I'm also going to have my own kind of palette for when you're inside like a tavern or a tea house type situation, which I don't think has been implemented into the game yet. But those are definitely three kind of bigger categories of style that I've been trying to do. Yeah, I guess other than that, I also kind of group my different styles into groups of instruments. So I guess for some of the cues, I like to use kind of a more traditional, like orchestral ensemble with strings and harp and flute. And for others, I like to use a bit more unique instruments like marimba, or I have a traditional Chinese instrument called a guzheng.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a hammered dulcimer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Leaving Lindau soundtrack, when you go to the tea house, that's an example of one of those instruments. I used a hammered dulcimer.
Thank you.
I like to try to think about Eshade's environment, I guess, in terms of these instrument groups that when you put together, well, hopefully kind of mesh with the visual environment.
Yeah, and what's so nice about it too is as I was walking through the game or getting escorted through the game with Danny, there are long stretches where there isn't any music. And I think what that does is give the music a whole lot more impact when it does start, when you get to a new area or when you walk into a tavern. So I think that was a really good choice too, so that the player doesn't get like really fatigued with this sort of constant wallpaper of music.
Yeah, when we started work on Eshade, we first started with trying out doing loops and stems and things like that. And we kind of encountered this problem where lots of times we've been trying to pack a lot of quests into one small area of the game just to make it feel a lot more rich. And things would start looping just forever, and it started feeling monotonous. So we decided to kind of ditch that idea and go for more just long-form compositions, with the goal being that as you are exploring and unfolding new parts of the game, hopefully the music will do the same thing. So it feels like every new place you go to feels new and exciting. There's never a point where you're doing a bunch of quests and the same thing is looping over and over and over and over and over, and you think, man, I just want to leave this part of the island so I can finally get somewhere new.
And here's something different, too.
Yeah.
Well, that must have made it a lot more interesting to compose for, too, because then you could really compose pieces that had a beginning and a middle and an end without writing with an eye toward, well, is this going to loop okay?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think part of that, too, is just I really love in classical music how things don't really loop as much. And when you listen to a long-form piece, it really feels like the music is just kind of unfolding before you. I mean, you may have like a melody or motif that will, I guess, loop, but they'll almost always treat it differently. Like it'll go from one instrument to another instrument. So the piece will always feel fresh as you're listening to it. And I guess that's something that I'm trying to bring more into the game music world.
Yeah. Have you like identified or written a group of really strong themes that like really describe the Eshade world that you're able to play with and kind of play off of when you're writing the music for a different area?
I've done a bit of that. I would definitely like to do more. So far, I've kind of kept melodic motifs contained to just single tracks. But yeah, that's something I'm actually planning on adding more into the score, hopefully, before release, is having a bit more, I guess, melodic callbacks track to track, so you can have a bit more of like an overlying cohesiveness to the whole thing. So yeah, that's something I'm definitely planning on adding more in there. But for the time being, it's just contained to each individual track.
Yeah, well, what's nice about that, I think, is that then when you listen to the soundtrack away from the game, like lots and lots of people do these days, it sounds really cohesive too, and it all sounds like the music is from the same game. So if, you know, as the music progresses for the game, it sounds like that's going to be like a really, really great feature too. Thank you. I know it's going to be a while before Eastshade is released. How far along are you with the music?
Well, right now I have 40 minutes of music that is in varying degrees of completion, but we're hoping to make it at least an hour. And at this point, I could easily see it becoming more than an hour because there's still so much of the game that could have music. I mean, I feel like we could make this soundtrack 5 hours if we really wanted to. I mean, there's really no limits, but we'll probably end up having it be something like an hour, an hour 20 minutes, something like that. So I'm definitely most of the way there at the moment.
Wow. Well, what's your working process like? I mean, do you build things up in your head and then get it down on paper, or do you use some kind of software to help you compose? Or I'm just curious about what you do to kind of get the music out of your head and into a form that we can listen to.
Yeah, sure. So I use a DAW called Reaper, and I usually will start working with sample instruments. And I guess usually how I start an idea is I'll start with the piano. And I usually try to just get a nice melody and harmony framework going first before I do anything else. I'll kind of work with that for a while and work with revoicing chords and editing melodies and stuff and trying to get a bit of a form going. And then once I have something I'm satisfied with, then I'll usually arrange it and orchestrate and kind of go crazy with trying out melodies with different instruments and different arrangements. And then usually by that time, it's starting to sound like a somewhat of a finished cue. And then from there, I just mess around with little tweaks and layering and stuff until I get it to a point I'm satisfied with.
Yeah, I love, you've got a real gift for writing chamber music, I think. Is that a favorite sort of genre of yours to write?
Well, thanks. I really enjoy writing chamber music, but it's kind of strange because I actually don't listen to very much chamber music. I started writing it in college as a way to try to improve my composition chops because there came a point in my music education studies where I realized that I had been relying too much on layering and writing for big orchestras. Like I felt totally at home writing for a whole orchestra because I had access to every instrument and every color imaginable, and I could just kind of go crazy and layer things. But I reached a point where I realized that I was relying on that, and my underlying composition, like the underlying nuts and bolts, was kind of suffering. So then I started writing chamber pieces as a way to kind of address that weakness. So I did a decent amount of chamber writing in college, and then I don't know, for Leaving Lindau, it just kind of seemed like the right direction to move it in because I just had experience doing it and I figured it would be a good style that would suit the game well. But yeah, I don't really listen to much chamber music other than there's a few Ravel and Debussy pieces that I really like. But I even with them, I usually go with their full orchestral pieces.
Wow. Yeah, actually, I was curious about what other composers you look to for inspiration.
Yeah, so I guess within the video game music world, the ones I go to first are Jeremy Soule, Austin Wintory, Jessica Curry, just because they all have a similar kind of orchestral thing in their music. So those are big sources of inspiration for me. But outside of that, I would say my second biggest source of inspiration would be classical music. So yeah, Ravel and Debussy are both huge influences. I remember when I first heard them in college, I just about lost my mind because I'd never heard anything like it before. And my composition teacher showed me the piece Daphne et Chloe by Ravel.
Oh, sure.
Ravel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think since then, I've just been continuously trying to rip off that piece and failing every time. But yeah, and then recently I've been really inspired by a Japanese composer called Takashi Yoshimatsu. I've been listening to lots of his stuff, and he kind of takes the sort of French impressionist composition world, but puts his own kind of unique Japanese spin on it, and And it's a bit more digestible for modern ears because it's been written in the last 20 years. So yeah, that's been another big source of inspiration recently as well.
That's very cool. I don't know his music at all, but now I really want to go check it out. So
oh, you should. It's fantastic stuff. I don't know why it hasn't caught on more in the classical music world. I feel like he maybe was writing like tonal classical music when it wasn't in style to do so or something. I honestly don't know why he isn't more well known, but he's really amazing.
Wow. Well, I will definitely check that out. And Phoenix, it's been so much fun to catch up and hear a little bit more about the music that you're working on for Eastshade. And thanks so much for taking some time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.